Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
James 4 and verse 3 says, "When you do pray, your prayers are not answered, because you pray just for selfish reasons." We're currently in a series on keys to answered prayer, and the third one is right motives. The reason you pray is much more important than the words you say. The motive is the why behind the what. And having a pure heart that loves God and loves people is always acceptable to the Lord. On the other hand, selfishness is unacceptable. Revenge is unacceptable. Manipulation and control are unacceptable. Jealousy is unacceptable. Pride is unacceptable. And praying to win the lottery, well, that's unacceptable too. In fact, anything that's selfishly based is an unacceptable motive. Someone once asked a little boy if he said his prayers every night. He thought about it for a second and replied, "No, sometimes I don't need anything." Does that sound familiar? The first and foremost reason for prayer is to develop an intimate relationship with God. Think about it. How long do you think your marriage would last if you only came home to see your spouse when you needed clean laundry or a good meal and a little loving? Not long, right? The same principle applies to prayer. Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." That's in John 15, verse 7. When you focus on abiding in Christ, you will get a response to your asking. James writes, "Your prayers are not answered because you pray just for selfish reasons." The truth is, we're innately self-centered, and that's why we need to purify our hearts on a regular basis. And that calls for examining our motives. It might be a little painful at first, but you must do it if you want to see your prayers answered. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.